WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7, 64 degrees here at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station School Board's second meeting to consider final recommendations of changing boundaries of 5th through 12th grade buildings starts this afternoon at 5. Almost all the board discussion is focused on students, but during last Tuesday's nearly three-hour dialogue, Carol Barrett remembered CSISD taxpayers, specifically on the topic of considering a bond issue to expand College Station High School when there is room for an additional 600 students at Consolidated.
We're with a bunch of people right now who are very passionate about, including our parents, who are very passionate about moving forward and telling us they'll buy a new building. But to some people, it matters a lot, and especially when you have to consider that not everybody's in the same position economically to say, yeah, that's a great idea to add that to my tax base.
The board also discussed the prospects of another rezoning in as little as 3 years, what will trigger the timing, and the possibility they will make decisions without a committee recommendation. A link to the 24 reports compiled so far is online at WTAW.com. Bryan School Superintendent Tommy Wallace and the district school board are considering what is being described as a voluntary separation agreement. The board considers taking action to end a more than six-year relationship tonight at 7.
No details of the proposed agreement have been released. This follows the board meeting behind closed doors for 4.5 hours Wednesday night on Wallace's contract. There's been no comment from Dr. Wallace, who 6 months ago received a contract extension through 2019. After Wallace missed a board meeting September 19th, he began a personal leave of absence. Since then, Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke has been in charge of Bryan ISD's more than 16,000 students and 2,400 employees. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Today is the grand opening of a clothing store for College Station ISD students in need. Director of Instruction and Leadership Development, Kelly Kovacs, says the store is named for Chrissy Hester, who for more than 30 years served as a CSISD counselor and principal and is currently director for student services. Kovacs says any student, teacher, or staff member and their family can shop at the free store.
We'll sort of limit, to begin with, 5 items per child in the family or per staff member. But then if there is an additional need, of course, we'd like to fill that for any family.
Chrissy's Closet, located at College View High School on George Bush Drive, is open Mondays from 4 to 6 p.m. There's more information on donating and volunteering at Chrissy's Closet online at WTAW.com. There's a little magic coming to Bryan College Station this spring. A quaffle, 2 bludgers, and 1 golden snitch. This is what you need to play Quidditch. Harry Potter fans, you know what I'm talking about. And get ready because Quidditch is coming to Bryan College Station. Director of Bryan College Station Sports and Events, Dominique Powell, says they're hosting the U.S. Quidditch Association Southwest Regional Championship this February. Quidditch, a sport made famous from the Harry Potter books, is now played by people around the world.
It's a contact sport, high energy, a lot of movement, a lot of things going on, people chasing people, people scoring, so you're never bored.
The tournament is scheduled for February 18th and 19th at Veterans Park. This week is Public Power Week. College Station and Bryan are among 72 cities in Texas with publicly owned utilities. Each day this week at BTU, Board Chairman Paul Turney says there are special activities.
Tuesday, we're having popcorn in front of the building at 1:30 p.m. until 3 p.m. Wednesday is a lunch and learn, so you can get a free lunch if you come by there. You have to RSVP so that we know the head count. But that's going to be at the City Hall.
The City of College Station has more information about Public Power Week online at blog.cstx.gov. WTAW News Time is about 10 minutes after 7. It's 64 degrees. The text line is open at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
The Benghazi attacks. The mere phrase invokes strong feelings and produces many different versions of the story. But if you want a firsthand account separate from political or media bias, then attend the MSC Scona presentation of 13 Hours, the inside story of the Benghazi attacks, presented by Mr. Chris Tonto Peronto, who was on the ground that night and presents a firsthand account of what actually happened. It's Thursday, October 6, 6 p.m. at Rudder Auditorium. TAMU student tickets, $5 and $8 for the public. Don't miss this lecture.
Having your own swimming pool is a great way to ensure fun and relaxation for your entire family. By adding a swimming pool to your backyard, it's an investment in your home's value that should only be trusted to professionals. The Pool Guy has over 30 years experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. The Pool Guy will enhance your backyard with a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget that will meet your every desire. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of pleasure.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
It's 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure leads the sunshine for today. We'll see that sunshine push temperatures up probably to about 85 to 90 this afternoon. We're clear overnight, 65 to 70. More sun tomorrow, though there is the potential by late in the day that we could see an isolated thunderstorm, a high of 90 tomorrow. Clouds tomorrow night, any showers or thunderstorms diminish 70 to 75. Partly to mostly sunny Wednesday, with afternoon highs approaching 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the weekend in high school football. Also in college football, the number 9 Aggies hold on to an undefeated record by taking down South Carolina. In the NFL, the Texans and the Cowboys fought for big wins against the Titans and the 49ers, respectively. And in Major League Baseball, the Rangers and the Astros both finished the regular season with a loss. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, so there you go. So, Quidditch, huh? Is that right?
Quidditch? Hey, you go, oh, there I am.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry. No, that's okay. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, yeah. Quidditch, yeah, it's coming to Bryan College Station.
Am I going to have to start reporting on this on the sports?
Possibly. Now, Texas A&M fields two teams.
Okay.
They still have to qualify for this regional championship.
Is that on the SEC network? Can we see
I don't believe so.
Okay, right.
That's but on the Texas Ocho, A&M, yeah. I know that they've won the Quidditch World Cup a few times in like recent years. Yeah, it's like a national thing.
Okay.
And they're pretty good. We're really good. So
now, do you know anything about the game itself?
A little.
Okay, I mean, because I just saw the logo. And the logo has a broomstick and a ball.
Right. So there are different types of balls.
Okay.
Some are used to score points. Others are used to hit people.
Are they kept in a bucket somewhere and you have to get to them? Or how does that work, you know?
Well, no, they're released and they're in the field of play.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then, now in the Harry Potter books, the Golden Snitch is this really little one that flies around, of course, and there's a specific person, a position that's played, who has to catch the snitch. And once the snitch is caught, the game is over.
Okay, so there is a game over point.
Correct.
Okay. Is it a timed sport?
No, I don't believe so.
Oh, my goodness. So it's now, like baseball. It could go on forever.
Right. Now, and that's where when talking to Dominique Powell about this, he said the sport has definitely changed a little bit. He actually played when he was at A&M in college. And he said that back then there were really no boundaries. You could play like all over campus, basically.
Okay.
Now it's they're trying to make it more into a spectator sport.
Sure.
So they're keeping you more in bounds and you're having to, you know, it's a little bit more structured.
Okay. Now, where's the broomstick? Come in
now. Obviously in the Harry Potter books, they fly on broomsticks.
Okay,
this
sure.
is a flying sport.
Yeah.
Now, here or for non-magic humans, they have
what
to.
What are we called?
Muggles.
Muggles. Okay.
They have
All
to put a broomstick in between their legs and run around with it in between their legs.
Really?
Yeah. And the snitch, because you can't have like. I mean, I guess now with like drone technology, you could have a flying snitch.
Sure.
The snitch is actually a person. okay. who's dressed in gold clothing and has to run around and try to avoid getting caught.
So is it like an honor to be the snitch?
I don't know. I'm really not sure. I would not see it as an honor considering you're just running around aimlessly, not trying to get
caught. I
was
really wondering how, I mean, because in the movies, from what I've seen, there's a lot of CGI involved with the flying and the little, flying ball that runs away and everything. I was wondering how they do that in real life.
It's a person.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Oh, they went away. I could have sworn they were going to tell us more about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's coming up in when?
February 18th and 19th. Good week. That's what I talked to Dominique about. Football season obviously will be over by then, so a great chance to bring in some more visitors to town and for people to go experience something new.
So, I'm sure the Convention Visitors Bureau is pretty happy about that, too.
That'll
be good. And fill up the hotels and spend a lot of money while you're here.
Lots of Potter fans. Yeah. Potterheads, I believe, is what they're called.
Is that what they're called?
Potterheads, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, well, obviously, we'll learn more about that before they get here because we want to do the demo so that they leave as much money here as possible.
Okay? Yes.
Hope. All right, so a small town tavern in... maybe it's one of the... Hello,
get something
hello.
Here.
I was just wondering if it's still held true that snitches get stitches.
Well, that's it. Ooh, very good.
In this sport, very, very possibly.
Because
trying to get caught.
You just whack them with the broom and the snitch would lay down, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
In the right place, just boom. All right. I guess the snitch could be a male or a female.
Correct, mm-hmm. I believe
co-ed
so.
Co-ed teams, probably, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll have to go up on YouTube and see if we can find some of that. So I'll know a whole lot more about it. When's it get here again?
In February 18th and 19th.
All right.
Yeah, we got some research to do.
Okay. Work to do. All right, we'll take care of that. So anyhow, there's this small town tavern in central North Dakota laying claim as the center of North America after snatching the would-be title, if you will, from a nearby city that allowed its trademark to lapse. Whoa!
What?
That's it. Hanson's Bar, which is in Robinson, North Dakota, which is a town that has about 40 people in it, now touting that it is the Continental Bullseye. Rugby, North Dakota, not rugby, not to be confused with Quidditch, held the claim for decades as the center of the continent, and now people in rugby are pretty miffed about this whole
thing. Oh, I'm sure.
You see, Rugby North Carolina officials found out last week that the town had lost its trademark phrase, geographical center of North America, to this bar over in Robinson.
Whoa.
Through research, the Robinson mayor, Bill Bender, and others discovered that rugby's trademark had expired 20 years ago.
Whoa.
Wow.
No, nobody was checking on it.
Yeah.
Patrons raised $350 to buy the trademark. They sent it off to the U.S. Patent Office. Voila, they got it.
How far apart are these two towns?
It just says a little ways. I don't know.
Okay. Well, a little ways in North Dakota could be
If only there were a way.
Oh,
why don't we go Google Maps? Google Maps.
So what are my two towns?
Robinson, North Dakota.
Okay.
And Rugby, North Dakota.
Okay.
In the meantime, we'll take a call. Hello.
I'm curious. Many moons have passed since my geography classes, but is Mexico part of North America?
Yes. I hope so.
Usually,
I think that's what they consider that to be.
Ah, okay. They're about an hour and a half away from each other.
Okay. Does it say how many miles?
Yes, 98.3.
Okay, 100 miles away. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how many minutes did they say?
Depending on the route you take, the quickest is an hour and 37 minutes.
Oh, in North Dakota, I figure you probably go as fast as you want.
True.
Yeah.
True. But rugby is directly north.
Okay.
Of Robinson.
All right. So rugby, again, those are the ones that used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going 100 miles south, and that will make it.
I mean, on a long enough timeline here, a long enough distance line, I mean, either one could really be considered the
geographical
center.
Well, the debate apparently over North America's geographical center began almost 90 years ago when a respected federal mathematician stuck a pin in a cardboard map of the continent, recorded the coordinates, and said, "There it is."
There she blows.
That's it. I mean, basically said that was the center, and that's so it was chosen. So the mayor of this town, the new center, if you will, and his fellow tavern owners believe they can back up their claim through barstool science, as they call it. They've concluded that the global warming has melted the polar ice cap.
Of course.
Moving the landmass south, you see. So as a result, they can do that.
Oh, no.
I like the idea.
Using that for their advantage.
You got barroom science, barstool science.
There you
I
go.
Like it. Okay. Now, in case you didn't hear today, Kanye West left the stage in New York last night early because that Kim Kardashian is his wife. Is that correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Actually said her name. That's really something. Anyway, she was held
Did
up at
hurt?
Gunpoint. No, it's okay.
Okay.
But because of that, the whole kerfuffle with Lindsay Lohan has been lost.
Oh,
in the
yeah. Tell me about this kerfuffle.
Wait a minute. You don't know?
How do I not know?
How do we know?
I know. You guys keeping up with your Lohan news.
You know it. While boating Sunday, she nearly lost her left hand ring finger after getting it caught in the boat's anchor.
Oh.
She tweeted, "This is why I shouldn't try to get the rope to the anchor to the boat."
Yeah, don't you have people for that,
Lindsay? Right?
I lost half my finger.
Oh!
Well, not really, though.
Okay.
Okay. Lindsay was entangled in the anchor's rope when it was pulled down into the water. In the process of trying to untangle, the anchor cut off the tip of her finger.
Oh.
Fortunately, she was able to find the missing piece, and a surgeon has put it back
on.
So there. Yeah, so she'll have that.
Happy point. Monday.
Again, well, that's a much more real story than Kanye West leaving the stage because of.
What is not real about Kim Kardashian being robbed?
Wait,
not real about that?
Let's just stop with what is not real about Kim Kardashian.
Okay,
we do
there's
that?
A, there's a, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Right there.
Okay.
Right, 7:22.
Okay.
That would be the rest of the show.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so do you have a good friend that would actually give you the pants right off of them if you needed them? Story from the University of Texas at Arlington. Here we go. Andrew New bumped into his friend Deanna Lee on campus at UTA. She was panicking because the teacher would not let her take a lab test in shorts due to safety concerns.
Sure.
Andrew trades his sweatpants for her shorts, and then he hung out in the men's room for an hour while she took the test, took pictures of himself, put it up on Twitter. So there you go. He gets the BFF of the Year award.
So he was willing to put pictures out on the internet, but he wasn't willing to come out of the men's bathroom on campus.
I'll go ahead and show my really good friends, but the general public can't see that.
Right. Oh, okay. but you know, hey, very gentlemanly move.
Friends for life.
Good for him.
Friends for life.
Yeah.
Okay, I read this morning, and it just gave me the willies.
Not Lindsay Lohan's finger?
No. Okay. No, get this. A Detroit man was trapped hanging upside down from his basement window after trying to break into his own home. To make matters worse, the man's head was just inches away from flood water that was filling up that basement. I mean, I can kind of picture this. I don't know exactly how it happened, but police said that the man was trying to break into his own home when his foot got stuck in a very precarious position on the basement window. Again, not sure what that looks like. Hung from the window for 13 hours.
Wow.
What? No.
I can't imagine he didn't pass out.
Yeah. All that blood rushing to your head.
13 hours hung by his foot from the window in his basement and almost drowned. Does that give you the willies?
Yeah.
Is that a little scary?
Big time.
Very scary.
Just know that one bad decision can be enough to put you under.
Indeed.
So to speak. Okay. Wow. Hey, in sports, Vin Scully finished up his career over the weekend, I guess yesterday. Final game for him. Also the final game for Dick Enberg. You don't know Dick Enberg?
No.
Nope.
See, now that... your youth. So refreshing. Let me grab a call real quick.
So refreshing.
Dick Enberg called when UCLA and the University of Houston played basketball in the Astrodome, back when they thought that was a really bizarre thing. That was kind of like the Bristol Speedway football game. They played UCLA with Lou Alcindor at that time, and Elvin Hayes for the University of Houston played on a court that they brought, by the way, from Pauley Pavilion in Los Angeles and put it on the floor of the Astrodome, and they built a television network from just random stations all over the country to broadcast that game. And Dick Enberg was the guy who did the play-by-play. And it went on to be he was probably in the top tier as far as NBC announcers in the NFL for a long time. Yeah, but that was his deal. When somebody hit a home run, he'd say, "Touch 'em all." That was his deal.
Oh, he's the touch 'em all
guy. That's okay, it. He was the San Diego Padres play-by-play man as he finished his career. It started in 1961. by doing that NCAA men's basketball game. That made him a national star. So Vince Scully and Dick Enberg retired. Also, David Ortiz retired from the Boston Red Sox.
Big Poppy.
You betcha. There he is. Actually, I think he actually got a standing ovation in New York City last week.
Oh, wow. Hey. I know he was kind of, you know, not talking mess, but he was warning fans there that, you know, he was going to make a statement kind of thing.
Absolutely. Well, anyway, so he's gone, and that's a little bit of that. All right, 7:26.
You're invited to the 21st Annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball, Saturday, October 15th at Coulter Airfield, 6:30 p.m. to midnight. Enjoy an evening of live music by this year's headliner, recording artist Mark Chestnut, a tasty dinner, signature cocktails, live and silent auctions, games, plus tons of other fun you'll have to see for yourself. Support the American Cancer Society, save lives by helping people stay well and get well in the fight against cancer. It's the 21st Annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball at Coulter Airfield.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW 726. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Going to warm up a little bit this week. We're going to be up near 90 before probably about midweek, and then it'll start cooling down a little bit more. High today around 87. We do have a slight chance of showers. About 20% will pop up in the afternoons, midweek, and then our lows each night probably around 70. If you want to look ahead to a Saturday football game or anything else you might be doing outside, 75 is what they're telling us the high will be. So that should be pretty nice. But between now and then, we're going to be up around 90 during the day. Right now, the winds are calm, 84% relative humidity. Fair skies, it's 65.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that he is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Trying to pander to millennials, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders campaigned together last week at the University of New Hampshire. Hillary called Bernie a champion for equality and justice. She talked about his connection with younger voters. The grumpy old guy told the crowd that it was imperative for them to support her. In other words, forget all that revolution stuff. Just play ball, like he's doing. And then Hillary told the audience that we have to address the massive wealth inequality in America. Yep, the same woman who scored millions of dollars from her career in government without accomplishing anything. She vowed that if she's elected, college will be debt-free. Families who earn less than $125,000 a year will be able to send their kids to public college or university tuition free. Clinton told the audience that going to college should be hard, but paying for it shouldn't be. I hope you millennials are smarter than these two worn-out politicians think you are. The first rule of adulthood is that there is no free stuff. Somebody has to pay your commie lib professors to spew all this anti-capitalist, anti-American BS that passes for education these days. These professors are the ultimate closet capitalists. They're not going to work for free. Somebody has to pay for the light bill. Somebody has to pay for them to eat. And their transgender bathroom. Somebody got to pay for that, too. Taxing the rich will not pay for all the free stuff that Hillary promises. She lies. Long time, big time. It is the way it is.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-375-9991. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-375-9991. 1-800-375-9991. 1-800-981.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 64 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Tonight could be the end of a six-year relationship between the Bryan School Board and Superintendent Tommy Wallace.
Tonight's board agenda includes consideration of a voluntary separation agreement. No details have been released. After meeting last Wednesday night behind closed doors for 4.5 hours, Board President Doug Warnerberger responded to those who are in the dark and want to know what's going on.
If they can wait until our next meeting, then we should have some clarification on that.
There's been no response from Dr. Wallace following repeated requests for comments since he went on his personal leave almost 2 weeks ago. Wallace's contract runs through 2019 after receiving an extension from the board last March. If the board approves the separation agreement, the agenda calls for considering an interim superintendent. Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke has been in charge of Bryan ISD's more than 16,000 students and 2,400 employees since Wallace left September 19th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The next opportunity for the College Station School Board to approve boundary changes of 5th through 12th grade campuses is this evening. During the last discussion of a 37-member committee's final recommendations, board members Jeff Harris and Michael Schaefer questioned where consultants thought where campus populations would increase in the future.
I'm lumping all demographers together.
Is that like putting all lawyers together?
Yes.
I still don't think how we can seriously take their projections, and I don't think I would bet my paycheck this month that where they're at in 4 years is where we're going to be. Nothing against it.
Board President Valerie Yokin pointed out how in the increase of Texas A&M students and their housing choices are affecting where CSISD are living.
I mean, I don't know how many more granite kitchen fourplexes we've got to build for the college kids, but there's a lot of other multi-family dwellings that students have lived in traditionally, A&M students, that are going to become families. We had a large portion of students that attended Pebble Creek that no longer live in the district, or they've had to relocate because their housing type changed.
Today's CSISD meeting starts at 5 in the boardroom. Chrissy's Closet was an idea born about a year ago when two College Station ISD employees wanted to help students in need.
All of the CSISD students and their families, as well as any teacher or staff member in College Station ISD, can use Chrissy's Closet. They can come in any Monday when we're open, which starts on October 3rd from 4 to 6 p.m.
Director of Instruction and Leadership Development Kelly Kovacs says the free store carries new or gently used clothes, shoes, coats, and personal hygiene products.
Every time that the store is open, there will be a CSISD administrator just making sure that the people who come in are folks from CSISD. And then the rest of it is parents, volunteers, students. We've had NJHS, NHS, and several volunteer groups here in the community who have already signed up and are happy to come and help.
Chrissy's Closet, named after longtime CSISD Administrator Chrissy Hester, is located at College View High School on George Bush Drive. More information on how to volunteer or donate is online at WTAW.com. The San Marcos School District is looking for a new high school principal. That follows the resignation of Kelly Lopez, who admitted to changing up to 100 grades over the last 2 years. The San Marcos superintendent said students were not aware their grades were altered, and he did not explain why Lopez made the changes. Bryan and College Station are among 72 cities in Texas with publicly owned utilities. That's being promoted during this week, which is Public Power Week. The board chairman at BTU, Paul Turney, says special activities begin this morning at 10 with coffee and donuts in the BTU lobby.
Thursday is a small giveaway. If you come through the BTU drive-thru, there'll be some small items to be given away. And then on Friday, they're going to have half-price appetizers out at Lakeside Ice House out at Lake Bryan.
The City of College Station has more information about Public Power Week online at blog.cstx.gov. Harry Potter fans, get excited and mark your calendars for this event coming to Bryan College Station. Veterans Park is playing host to the U.S. Quidditch Association's Southwest Regional Championship this spring. Director of Bryan College Station Sports and Events, Dominique Powell, says the sport, made famous from the Harry Potter books, is now being played by humans, or muggles, as Potter fans call us, all over the world.
The kids will love it because they'll think of Harry Potter, some people running around with some broomsticks, but the fans will love it because of the high energy, and like I said, there's some high-impact plays out there, and there's a lot going on, so it'll keep you entertained the entire time.
Powell says the event, scheduled for February 18th and 19th at Veterans Park, is a great way to bring visitors to the Twin Cities.
It's a great time. It's going to be a great way to showcase the facility, but also bring in some new visitors at a time where, who knows, they may have never even thought about coming to Texas.
Powell says during their initial visit, the U.S. Quidditch Association was very impressed with the facilities, staff, and community, leading them to choose BCS for the tournament. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 64 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
At Professional Concrete Construction, if your home or office needs concrete, they do it. Specializing in residential, commercial, and decorative applications. James and Mike Croston at Professional Concrete Construction are experts in the Brazos Valley with over 25 years of experience. For home and metal buildings, foundations, patios, sidewalks, and driveways, call Professional Concrete Construction at 979-777-9201 and get a free estimate and list of local references. Click ProfessionalConcreteBCS.com for more info.
It's the biggest Best of the Brazos ever. The all-new 2016 edition of the Best of the Brazos magazine is now available everywhere in Bryan College Station. Find out who's the best of the Brazos in over 180 different categories. Everything from fine dining to family entertainment. You can see all of the winners in the 150-page full-color edition of the Best of the Brazos magazine. Pick up your free copy around town or read it online at bestofthebrazos.com.
Today's Veterans Minute, brought to you by Bentley Nettles Law.
Last year, my father developed a medical condition that required chemotherapy. His treatment caused my parents to need in-home assistance. My brother and I began writing checks to cover their home health expenses. My father had served for 3 years in the military during the Korean War. I began researching what benefits might be available to him through the Veterans Administration. I discovered the Aid and Assistance Pension Benefit. Only about 1% of those veterans eligible for this assistance ever apply for the program. After completing the application and putting some legal documents in place, my father was qualified for the benefit and now receives a monthly check from the VA. This has been a big help in paying for and getting my parents the assistance they need. I wish I'd known about it sooner. You wore the uniform. You're entitled to all the benefits of service to our nation.
Sponsored by Bentley Nettles of Nettles Law, located in Bryan, 979-314-5155. That's 979-314-5155. Learn more by calling or going to Nettles-law.com.
Good morning. About 7:40, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Abundant sunshine across the area for today. Our temperatures up to 85 to 90 degrees this afternoon. We're clear into tonight, 65 to 70. Tomorrow, lots of sun yet again. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm late in the day. Anything that does develop, though, will be rather isolated. Highs near 90. Any storms diminish tomorrow night. There'll be some leftover cloudiness, 70 to 75. Sunshine, maybe a late-day storm Wednesday. Highs will be up around 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I got your update on the weekend in high school football. Meanwhile, in college football, the Aggs bested South Carolina to remain undefeated. In the NFL, the Cowboys earned a come-from-behind victory over the 49ers, while the Houston Texans took down the Tennessee Titans. And in Major League Baseball, the Rangers end their season with a loss but remain the AL West champs, while the Astros close out their season with a loss as well. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Well, Brad told us last hour, game day will be here, ESPN.
That's
game
right.
Game day going to be here. Fifth time that they've been here. Last time they were here was the Alabama game back in 2013. Tennessee has already been on three times this year.
Wow.
This will be their third. Well, they did the, you know, they did the Bristol thing,
which would make sense.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then they played Florida, and so the one coming up. But just so you understand, yes, this will be the third time this season, but they made zero appearances between 2013 and 2015, and only once since 2008. So it's not like they've been around.
So they're just making up some lost time.
Yeah. So in addition to having all the stars here, we need a guest picker. So Lyle Lovett was the guest picker in 2013.
Ah, okay.
And so who should it be?
I don't know.
And he thought DeAndre Jordan, he's available.
Yeah. Okay. That would be kind of cool.
He could do it.
Chuck Norris is around here somewhere.
He
right?
is, yeah, yeah. They need an Aggie background, though. How about
That's
Michael
true.
Bennett? Michael Bennett, that could work. Okay.
Yeah, or Martellus.
Yeah, either one. Or could have them together. Bush, 41.
Mm-hmm.
That's possible.
Yeah.
Another one is Dude Perfect.
Oh yeah.
You know,
kind of cool.
What about
Johnny?
I was gonna say, where's Johnny at these days?
I think they'll probably wait for him to maybe become more centric.
Oh, okay.
How's that? Mm-hmm. Did I say that nicely?
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, so that'll be coming up, and of course it kicks off at 2:30. You can hear the game right here on WTAW. So also we want to remind you right now we're gonna have tickets to give away to the 5th annual Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo, which will be coming up 21st, 22nd, 23rd. One of the things growing up I really missed that we didn't have here was, you know, it was a county fair.
Mm.
And because the surrounding counties did. But anyway,
that
was alleviated 5 years ago. So that's going to be a 3-day event, and that's pretty cool. So we'll give tickets away to that. Hello?
Well, don't count out Vaughn.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Wow.
Yeah, Vaughn Miller, might be available for that. I don't know where the Denvers are playing on Saturday, Sunday. We could probably look that up and see.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so we'll tell you more about the livestock show and rodeo that's coming up. The fair and rodeo is coming up on the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. So, like, you did reunion stuff this weekend, huh?
I did. I did.
This is the 10th reunion, right?
Yep, 10th, okay. 10th reunion. And we didn't have a 5, so this was the first time that everybody's kind of come back together.
Did your name have a picture on it, or was that necessary? I mean, yeah, 10 years, they probably can still recognize everybody.
Right, yeah, right. We did, Friday night, we just had like a little get together and we didn't have name tags, so that was fun.
Okay.
But then on Saturday, the bigger event, we did have name tags, so that helped a little bit.
Okay.
But for the most part, I mean, I did not recognize, everyone else, you could kind of tell.
Sure.
So,
see, my school was so small, we had to do like years that were also adjacent.
Right.
You know, and eventually it got to the point, I think now they do decade.
Decades. Like if you were in the 70s or the 80s. Yeah.
Because I think our graduating class was like 112. So, it's tough to get enough people to come back together. And I was trying to remember how many actually stayed around town for that first 10 years, because that was the only reunion I ever went to. And, you know, there are 6 or 7 people who you necessarily would see.
Right.
And there might have been other folks, but you just didn't run into them. Mm-hmm. But
I did have a few. Is that you on the radio? That's what I thought.
Hey, that's cool.
So that was kind of neat.
That's kind of fun. All right.
Yeah,
that's good.
But it was good to see some people that I literally have not seen since we walked the stage.
There you go. So we got that. All right, so life lessons. We're here to help you with the things that are really, really important. For instance, you don't finish all the pizza, and there's some left in a box. Now, Brad, you probably do what I do even to this day, stick it in the fridge and eat it the next day.
Sure, yeah.
You know,
don't discriminate.
I'm not.
I do that.
I'm thinking that women think this through a little more than guys do.
Okay.
Guys would just leave it in the box,
right,
too. You know, whereas girls might actually get the Tupperware out and put it in there, you know, because they'll
it takes far too much time.
Too.
Far too much time.
But the thing is, how do you then prepare it the next day? I know, you slam it into the microwave, close the door, hit it for, I don't know, 30 seconds or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. The website, The Art of Manliness, now can recommend, this is what you do. You grab the plate and you stack the pizza slices on top of one another.
Really?
And between each piece, you put a paper towel. Okay? All stacked up, cover it in plastic wrap. Boy, it's a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And but that will ensure that your pizza stays fresh and really the best way for it to be reheated. So if you'll take the trouble of doing that, taking it out of the box, putting the paper towels in between it, and wrapping it in saran wrap or something like that.
Okay.
That's a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Best way to reheat. Several ways have been tested. The winner is?
The oven.
A skillet. Using a skillet.
Really?
Place the pizza in a pan and cover and heat.
Interesting.
The crust will get crispy again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The pizza gets warm and it almost tastes like new. But again, guys sometimes don't care.
No. My mom always used to reheat in the oven.
Okay,
And she said because it wasn't as soggy as if you were to put it in the microwave.
Well, again, and an oven doesn't cook. An oven just reheats. I mean, in a microwave
warms,
reheats.
Right,
that's it.
Right.
Where you get real warmth if you use an oven.
Heck, I'll just eat it cold.
Well, and that too.
That's what I do.
I mean, there are people who'll do
true,
that.
True, true.
All right, so now, are you one of those people who uses your ATM card a little bit?
Once or twice, yeah.
If you bank with one of the large private banks or foreign banks for that matter, chances are that you have been getting messages and emails asking you to change your ATM PIN number. The messages have been persistent, the messages have been frequent, and the messages will continue to be that way. If you ignore the message, you could get an email. In some cases, you may even get a call. Some banks are even advising use ATMs only of the bank that you have an account with as a safety precaution.
Huh.
While most banks typically send cautionary messages to ensure safety of customer accounts, the frequency of communication, at least in some areas, has increased in recent weeks. This is Bloomberg telling you this, so they're kind of in that world. A preliminary audit conducted by some banks threw up the possibility of a security breach at an ATM of the Yes Bank. One of those people quoted said, since customers can now withdraw cash from ATM of any bank opposed to ATMs belonging just to their respective bank, it's fearful that debit cards that go across banks could be at risk.
Ooh.
So remember the little skimmers there and the things that can capture your information.
Yeah.
I know. Well, and the thing is, you're going to get spam about that kind of stuff,
right,
too. What this is about is that, yes, there are legitimate. And you know what? Your bank has a phone number. Your bank has people who will talk to you. So if you have some questions, so don't dismiss this as just possibly spam. Apparently, if you're an ATM regular user, you really don't want that information to get out. I got stuck on something last week as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
But what's great is my credit card company got in touch with me.
You know,
love those people doing that. Don't mind that at all. But just know, right here in our wonderful little cities, and you know what? It was used at a gas station right before that happened.
Yeah,
so it could have been a skimmer that was installed right there. So,
Hey, did you know it's been 1 year since they put the chips in our credit card?
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And now it's to the point. It was funny because, you know, it's gotten faster. But I think it was when they first rolled out, it was 12.2 seconds that it took.
Yeah.
And that would mean the cashier would have to apologize because it was going to take 12 seconds of the transaction.
But they said something like fraud has been down 45% since they started it. So it's working.
It's a good plan.
Yeah.
And just as long as they don't, again, skim your information.
Yeah.
All right, 748.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get two free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
A moment can be ordinary or it can be sacred. It all depends on how you see it. That was demonstrated by passengers after a long flight from Frankfurt, Germany to the United States. When the plane landed in Atlanta, the pilot asked everyone to remain seated. On board was an Army private who was escorting the remains of a fallen World War II veteran to his final resting place. They were allowing the soldier to deplane before everyone else. The plane load of weary travelers could have treated that moment as just one more frustrating delay. And they might have, except for the thoughtfulness of an entire high school choir who were also aboard the plane. They were making their way home after a 3-week tour in Europe. And as the veterans' remains were carried from the plane, the students broke out into an impromptu performance of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. What a beautiful tribute to a man who had faithfully served his country, and what a vivid example of how rich life can be when we recognize the sacredness of a moment. We can turn the mundane moments of our lives into something special if we'll see what's special about them. After a long day, playtime with your children can be drudgery, or it can be a chance to invest yourself in your children and deepen your relationship with them. This evening can be just another night, or it can be an opportunity to strengthen your marriage. The difference all lies in how you see it. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500. 800-261-7500. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. In high school football on Friday, A&M Consolidated lost to Temple 34-22. Meanwhile, Rudder fell to Waco 51-21. College Station remains undefeated with a 70-6 victory over Waco University. Buffalo beat Bruceville Eddy 27-20, and St. Joseph Catholic took down Faith Academy 27-14. In college football, quarterback Trevor Knight threw for 206 yards and ran for 84 more and led the number 9 Texas A&M Aggies to a 24-13 win over South Carolina on Saturday. Knight also had a fumble and an interception that kept this one close, but the Aggies used a tight defense to win, tackling the Gamecocks for losses for 10 plays and keeping them out of the end zone after A.J. Turner's 75-yard touchdown run on South Carolina's first play from scrimmage. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the win.
I thought early, you know, the first drive for both teams were good. You know, we got in a rhythm in the first quarter and then we're kind of hit and miss. I thought Trevor threw the ball well early in the game. You know, without some of our key players, I thought Jeremy Tobio and Frank Nacho really stepped in there and played well.
Four starters were out for Texas A&M, including last year's SEC sack leader Miles Garrett, but Knight expects everyone to be back next week. The Aggs next take on Tennessee Saturday at Kyle Field. Kickoff is at 2:30 p.m., pregame's at 1:30, and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM and News Talk 1620 WTAW. Also, it's worth noting that adding to the excitement of the weekend will be the presence of ESPN's traveling college football roadshow, College Game Day, which will be making its fifth trip to Aggieland. In the NFL,
Zeke's over 100, a buck two, first and goal at the one. Everybody on the line of scrimmage, hand off Zeke, pushing right, touchdown Cowboys. Strong run through heavy traffic. Cowboys first lead of the game with 1:08 to play in the third quarter.
Ezekiel Elliott ran for 138 yards and a touchdown, and Dak Prescott threw for two scores to help the Dallas Cowboys overcome an early 14-point deficit to beat the San Francisco 49ers 24-17 on Sunday. The Cowboys fell in a 14-point hole early in the second quarter before taking over the game behind a pair of rookies who have helped the team get off to a fast start this season. The 3-1 Cowboys next take on the Bengals Sunday, October 9th at 3:25 p.m. Meanwhile in Houston,
Texans with two men back deep on this punt as Kern fires. And Will Fuller at the 33, right side, across the 35, tracking to the left, 40, 45, 50. Fuller to the 40, left sideline, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Rock and roll, touchdown, Houston! Will Fuller to the house.
Will Fuller had a tie-breaking 67-yard punt return for a touchdown, and the Houston Texans earned a 27-20 win over the Tennessee Titans on Sunday in their first game without J.J. Watt. The 3-1 Texans take on the Vikings Sunday, October 9th at 12 p.m. Pre-game's at 11, and you can catch that game on The Zone as well. In Major League Baseball, Alexei Ramirez had four hits, including a 10th-inning double before scoring, and the Tampa Bay Rays ended another losing season with a 6-4 victory over the AL West champion Texas Rangers Sunday, while the Rangers at 95-67 fell one win shy of matching the franchise record for victories. They had already clinched home field advantage through the postseason. And in Anaheim, Mike Trout stole his 30th base and drove in his 100th run, and the Los Angeles Angels completed their worst season of the 21st century with an 8-1 victory over the Houston Astros Sunday. Houston's Jose Altuve finished with a .338 batting average and won his second AL batting title in 3 years. Heading out to the links, Ryan Moore won the Ryder Cup clinching match as the United States beat Europe 17-11 to reclaim the trophy. Other U.S. winners yesterday were Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, Brant Snedeker, Brooks Koepka, and Zach Johnson. The best match of the day finished in a tie as Phil Mickelson had 10 birdies and Sergio Garcia carded 9. And in Dover, Delaware, Martin Truex Jr. dominated at Dover International Speedway for his second victory in the first three chase races. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. It is indeed time to find out what's going on at Team Florida of Navasota. All the 2015 models must go. Ford is offering 0% financing on most models. First-time buyers, they've got several cars lined up for you, including a 2016 Ford Mustang. Only 12,000 miles, you can get it for $19,988. And to find out more, all you have to do is go to myteamford.com. Just a short drive down to Navasota. Meet up with the gang, and they will hook you up. And that is the deal of the day. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with David Guest with Home Instead Senior Care about loneliness. We're going to cover liver problems, jaundice, and good foods that are from the freezer. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
You've heard me talk about it constantly all the time about how when you're buying or selling your house, it can be a super stressful experience. Now, the operative words here are can be, because if you have the right real estate agent, they make it better for you. Brad Mitchell here for Zweiker & Associates. Jen Zweiker always comes in and she brings us these letters from former clients and things like that, and they're just glowing. They're amazing. That means people have had incredible experiences with the ZA team, because the entire team of people over there at Zweiker & Associates will help you and make your experience better. They've got stagers if you're looking to sell your home who will make sure your house looks great and make sure it pops. They have all kinds of cool stuff they can put in there to maintain the feel of your home, but to really make it stand out in photographs and things like that so that people will want to buy it. If you're looking to buy a home, they're going to help you every way they can to get the house that you want at the price that you can afford. Check them out online. ZARealestate.com is where you do it. Get in touch with Jen Zweiker and the team at Zweiker & Associates.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Well, you know, we always talk about these takeovers in business, right? This company's going to take over this one, this one, this one. Well, Pro Bass Shops is going to make an offer for Cabela's today. Reuters and Bloomberg reports that that could be about a $4 billion bid. There's about an equal number of them, too. There's about 50 of them nationwide. So,
wow.
Pro Bass Shops taking.